This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, Randall Frangie, thank you very much. And it's a Christmas miracle. Sean Bellent in the flesh, in the studio. Wow.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth and a nice portfolio.
I don't know if it's a late Christmas miracle or an early Christmas miracle.
Oh,
but either way,
it's always
here.
Late.
It's always
yeah,
late. That's probably fair.
It's overdue 2021 business.
Sean, this is a big, busy day for high school sports across the state. We got girls basketball regionals that tip off today. Wrestling sectionals continue on today. Boys playoff pairings were released last night, so we'll get into that. We got a nice lineup of guests. We're going to talk to Litchfield boys basketball coach Nick Gernt. Had a signature win on Tuesday night over the rivals from Hillsboro. We'll catch up with Coach Gernt. We're going to talk with Darren Deneve ahead of his regional quarterfinal matchup with Gillespie tonight. And then we should be talking with Neil Alexander this morning as well. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, picked up his 900th career win.
You know, I think I take the words of Senator Everett, Everett Dirksen, who said, billionaire, billionaire, or millionaire, whatever he said. Now you're talking, you know, about real money. I guess 200, 300, 400, 900 wins, you're talking about a real career.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, 1,000 seems like a possibility now, doesn't it? A grand worth of wins, potentially, just staggering.
You can just kind of see it out there on the outer reaches of 155 and 55. Just, it's out there off in the prairie.
So that's all coming up here this morning on Sports Saturday. We've got a doubleheader of girls regional basketball for you today. Litchfield will be taking on South County. That game to be played in Waverly at 2 o'clock. Gary Boker will have the call about 1:50 here on WSMI FM 106. And then tonight, Gillespie will be at the Big House on West Main to take on Carthenville. That's a 6 o'clock tip. Sean Bellent will be there for the call about 5:50 tonight on FM 106.1. We'll stream it all at WSMIRadio.com. And Sean, it feels a little weird having the regional start on Saturday, but you know, we will get used to it here as the new format takes hold. But the first time around just feels a little odd.
Yeah, it really does. It's an adjustment I have, but I think in long term, I think it's a great way to do it.
It'll be real interesting to see how it works out, because obviously, you know, when they went from two classes to four, no one knew how it would work out, and I think it's probably split on people's opinions on how that worked out. But with this, it'll be interesting to see what coaches think of it, what the officials think of it. It is nice starting on this Saturday. We got day games, we got night games, so it does spread that portion of it out at least.
Yeah, I can see pluses and minuses on a sheet. I think one of the pluses, I think sometimes if you get these tougher winters, and I know we had a tough spell here recently, I think during the week sometimes you get people, you know, the at-large people, they just don't want to get out. And on the weekend, you feel cooped up and you want to get out and get out of the house. I mean, well, some people, you know, they could binge watch, you know, for 3.5 months and be happy. But there are some people like myself who can't handle confinement for too long.
Got to get out of the cage.
Oh, man.
Other girls basketball games today in the opening round of regional play. North Mac will be at Auburn. That's a 6 o'clock game this evening. That will be part of the Hillsboro regional. So the winners of those three contests, North Mac, Auburn, Gillespie, Carthenville, Litchfield, South County, they will all be at Hillsboro coming up on Tuesday night for the semifinals. 1 o'clock tips today. Roxana's at Southwestern, Riverton at Plains, Sangamon Valley will be at Marrero Forsyth. In 1A, Lincolnwood will be at South Fork. That's a 2 o'clock start today. And then Bunker Hill will be at Metro East Lutheran for a 1 o'clock start today in a girls regional play. Of course, Sean, the wrestling sectional at Vandalia got underway last night, and once again, Litchfield well represented in sectional competition, and they had a nice day as Alex Powell is into the semifinals today at 106 pounds. He'll be wrestling Caden Richards of Murfreesboro to get into the championship at 106. Isaiah Johnson lost his first match at 113 pounds, so he'll be in the wrestlebacks today. Ian Mitchell, he won by decision 12-10 at 126 in the opening round, lost in the quarters, so Ian will be in the wrestlebacks today at 126. Ashton Carver, he won his first match, then lost in the quarterfinals, so Ashton Carver, also in the wrestlebacks today at 145. For Caleb Crabtree at 152, he lost his opening round match by fall, so he will be wrestling in the wrestlebacks today at 152. For Seth Kinter, he won his opening round match by major decision, lost in the quarters, so Seth Kinter in the WrestleBacks today. Devin Hansel at 195, he lost his opening round match by fall, so he'll be in the WrestleBacks at 195. And then Clayton Logsdon at 220 for Litchfield, he lost by fall in his opening round match, so he'll be in the WrestleBacks at 220. And Sean, it took me a long time, and Carl Hirschman basically had to explain it to me like I was a kindergartner about what was going on with the WrestleBacks and how it all went along. He has wrestling covered to a T. And once you understand it, it's like, oh, that makes sense. But man, if you don't understand it, it's like watching rugby. What is going on here?
You know, now you're prepared for a career in Iowa, where I guess it's, you know, it's everything. But I have memories of the 106-pound class, and it was so frustrating because they wouldn't let me compete in third grade. So
that's a shame.
But yeah, it really is. It's a unique sport. Like you said, once you're over the, okay, yeah, it's like the swimming thing. Like, I had no idea what the atmosphere was with some of this, you know, like competitive swimming. I mean, I think there is some undiscovered sports where people think, oh, wow, this, you know, you don't hear about it. You don't read about it as much in a lot of the papers. But the intensity of the fan base and the knowledge is through the roof.
Well, and you know, anybody in the wrestling world will tell you there is nothing like the wrestling state tournament at the Assembly Hall. Packed house, grand march, everything that goes with it. It's just, it's probably the top moment of the high school sports season every single year. So Hillsboro also over at that Vandalia sectional, and Magnus Wells, he will be wrestling in the semifinals today at 220 pounds. He beat Eric Baron-Fanger of Vandalia by fall in the quarterfinals, so he'll be taking on Oren Valeria of Tolono Unity today in the semis at 220.
Those are some great names. I mean, that sounds
wrestling names.
It sounds
right?
Like Titans trying to get to Mount Olympus. Love those names.
At 120 pounds, Keegan Murray, he won his opening round match by fall, then lost in the quarterfinal. So Keegan Murray will be in the WrestleBacks today. Ian Malloy at 285 lost his opening round match by fall. So Ian will be in the WrestleBacks at 285. Xander Wells, he lost his quarterfinal match by fall. So he too will be in the WrestleBacks today at 152. And then for Carlinville, Jake Schwartz keeps his wonderful season rolling along as he was victorious in the quarterfinal by fall. So Jake Schwartz at 145, he will be taking on Tavius Hosley of Tolono Unity in the semifinals today at 145. At 106 for Carlinville, Devin Hewlett lost his first match by fall, so he too will be in the WrestleBacks today at 106. And boy, if you can just keep, once you get in that WrestleBack situation, Sean, you know, it's win or go home. So if there ever was a need for intensity, you find it in those WrestleBack matches.
Special athlete. And, you know, you respected what they did 20 or 30 years ago. But now in this world of phones and so many ways for kids to be entertained on their own, to have that kind of self-discipline, my respect is even doubled. You know, I'll tell you, you know, sports, you talk about sports being a great vehicle for the, you know, the future and the workplace and basically teaching your work ethic and teamwork and everything. I think wrestling might be one of the best. I have a cousin who's a valedictorian, successful doctor and everything else, and I think a lot of what it took to get through medical school, he learned in wrestling.
Well, I mean, think about the physical grind, the mental grind, the emotional grind that it takes to be a wrestler. I mean, all three just wear on you throughout, not just the year. I mean, it's really, you know, a year long. There's an off season, but there's not really an off season. You know, there's an off season for matches, but there's not an off season for being a wrestler.
Yeah. Off season February 29th. You get one every 4 years.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk with Litchfield boys basketball coach Nick Gernt as Simmons Gymnasium was rocking on Tuesday night with the Hilltoppers in town. An overtime thriller victorious for the Panthers. We'll talk with Coach Gernt about that and the prospects for the postseason when Sports Saturday continues.
18 minutes after 9, and the Sports Saturday show continues. Once again, we join Tim Mize and Sean Balint.
All right, thank you, Randall. Back here on Sports Saturday, girls regional basketball for you today. A doubleheader, Litchfield at South County at 2, Gillespie at Carlinville at 6. Both games live here on WQSMI-FM 106.1. On Tuesday night, we had a great game on the radio as Litchfield beat Hillsborough in overtime. And Litchfield head coach Nick Gert joins us on the phone right now. And coach, I hadn't seen Simmons Gymnasium hopping like that maybe since one of your assistants, Big Dale Valentine, was in high school. That was an electric atmosphere earlier this week with Hillsborough in town.
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the best high school games I've ever been a part of. I mean, I think my ears were ringing for 3 days afterwards. It was so loud. I mean, our fans were just incredible. I can't describe how appreciative I am of the community for coming out and supporting this team. I mean, they came out in full force, and it was so fun.
Nick, that felt to me like a signature win, not only for you in your first year, but almost like a turning the corner moment for your young team.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we've been, you know, just kind of kept, you know, just kind of doing what we do all year and, you know, focusing on just getting better every single day. And, you know, I think that we're starting to see a lot of that, you know, in our play recently with, you know, and it just kind of all culminated in that game on Tuesday with just, I mean, we had nine guys I felt like played, you know, extremely well. And again, you know, last night we had, you know, nine guys playing really well, and to have that depth that we do with, you know, the juniors and the sophomores all kind of working together, it's fun to watch.
Oh, Coach, I know Hillsborough poured it on in the third quarter, and you see a lot of upset bids dissolve when it goes to overtime, and it certainly didn't turn out that way. Your guys found another gear, and again, holding the toppers to 5 points, that says some good defense is being played there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we talked all week, you know, about getting back to, you know, our identity is our defense and, you know, the style that we play. And, you know, we talk about trying to hold teams to single-digit quarters as much as possible. I mean, I know that's an extremely tough thing to ask of a team, but, like, we try and make sure that we are, you know, being extremely aggressive, extremely physical. And yeah, I mean, there was, like, we knew Hillsborough was going to come back, and, you know, we knew that they were going to, you know, make a run. And, you know, we talked about, you know, how, like, you know, they're going to come at it. They're a good team, and we just have to weather the storm. And then once we do that, like, we'll be able to, you know, kind of play with them and, you know, pull away.
Victor McGill impresses me more and more every time I see him. And, Nick, he's an elite shooter, has an elite handle, can finish at the rim with either hand. But what stood out to me, honestly, on Tuesday night was his leadership. A.J. Odell had a sequence where you guys were down three. A.J. hit a triple to tie it and then got a bucket to put you ahead, and there was a timeout. And the first kid over to him was Victor McGill. Big old hug, and he was happier for A.J. Odell for that moment than anything he's done this year, I thought.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think that was Victor's best game. I mean, not just scoring, but, I mean, passing the ball. You know, there's if you watch the film, you'll see when AJ hits that huge three, Victor's right at the top of the key. He's already got his hand up. He's already got the three waving, like he knew it was going in. I mean, and that just shows, you know, the confidence that these boys are playing with. I mean, they trust in each other. They believe in each other. And, you know, that goes a long way when you mix that with, you know, hard work and just extremely high energy and intensity.
Talk to me about McGill's work ethic, because I noticed at halftime of the JV game, he already had his varsity game shorts on, and at halftime, he wasn't out getting shots up or jacking around. He was working on ball handling drills by himself out at midcourt. That really stood out to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's every day with him. You know, if he could have a sleeping bag and live in the gym, he would. I mean, he's constantly working to improve. He's constantly, you know, texting me, talking to me, talking about, you know, watching film and, you know, ways that he can improve. I mean, that kid just loves basketball. I mean, it's very apparent in how he handles himself, you know, off the court and the amount of energy and attention he puts in. I mean, I mean, I'm surprised it took him until halftime of the JV game to have his shorts on. Usually it's the freshman game he's got them on. I mean, he's one of those kids where he steps on the court like he steps in the gym, and it's 100%. You know, doesn't matter if he's playing, Hillsboro, or if he's playing, his little cousin in Nerf hoops. I think he's going to try and beat him by 100. I mean, that's just the type of mentality that kid has, and that has trickled down to the rest of our team. I mean, we see, all our bigs getting at, like, playing extremely hard. I mean, Bryce Hires, good God, that kid's taken more charges the past couple games than I think I've seen in a long time. I mean, Carson, Tate, Gavin are all playing well. You know, Keenan and AJ and Clayton and Nate. I mean, we've just got a bunch of guys that are all just really locked in, and I think a lot of that comes from, seeing how Victor kind of handles himself and, what he kind of talks, like what we talk about in practice, and just competing with each other every single day. I mean, you're going to get better competing against, our guys every single day in practice.
Well, Coach, I know you like a big victory like that to be something bigger than, the flavor of the moment. You want it to be something you build upon. And I know there's always that concern about a letdown, but, you guys suit up. And last night, get the victory, and the thing that strikes me, again, you talk about defense, holding the Piasaw Birds to 6 points in the first quarter. I mean, they came to play from the start.
Yeah. Again, we talk about, we talked about, hey, that intensity that we played with on Tuesday, that's got to be every single game. And we battled through some adversity last night. I mean, we had lots of foul trouble, but we had, guys step up. And again, that kind of goes with, having such a deep team. I mean, a couple of guys get in foul trouble, I mean, it stinks, but, I know I can rely on, I can go too deep on my bench, in any spot that we have, whether it's a guard or a forward. So, I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough game. I mean, it was their senior night, the conference road game. Like, there's no easy, games in this conference. I mean, this conference is legit from top to bottom. I mean, everybody's going to come out and work and play extremely hard. So if you have a letdown game, especially on the road, you're going to get beat.
I think there's a lot of things to be excited about with your club moving forward. The most exciting thing is the fact there's no seniors on your team. So, as you know, this year, obviously, you want to win as much as you can this year. But certainly, there is an eye towards next year. Every block you put in place at the end of this year is going to lead into summer and then into next year. Just talk a little bit about that mentality, knowing we've got this entire team coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that we've been, looking forward to we're not looking past this year. I mean, our mentality is we're trying to win every single game. I mean, we talked about, regional seedings came out, and, our guys were not happy that we were an 8 seed. I mean, and they're taking that a little personally because they felt like, we should have been ranked a little bit higher. So, I mean, it's that kind of mentality that we have, we're looking forward to, playing Carlinville, and we're looking forward to, potentially playing some of these higher seeds because, I mean, we're just locked in right now, I feel like. And, I mean, I feel like we can really, make a run here if we continue to play the way we are.
Well, that says a lot about character when I look. You mentioned, we mentioned OT and just the way you guys thrived in OT against Hillsboro. And then, the Piasaw Birds rallied to tie it up at 42. And then, you guys get in the passing lane, find another gear in the fourth quarter, and really pour it on. I guess it says something about conditioning, but a little bit of a killer instinct, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, we practice extremely, extremely hard. I mean, we're constantly moving. We're constantly, having, like, our drills are constantly incorporating conditioning. I mean, we, and then, you know, like we said, that, like, the, this team just has this gear where, you know, something doesn't go right, you know, like, they can just kind of flush it a little bit and then, you know, just kind of move on. I mean, and that's one thing that we've been really working on is just, you know, like, hey, ref makes a bad call, oh, we'll move on. You know, like, ball doesn't bounce our way, we'll move on. I mean, and we're just going to, you know, we're just going to do what we do, and we're just going to do it better than the other team, hopefully. And that's just our mentality.
It's a great mentality. You guys are a lot of fun to watch. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that is Nick Gerndt, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. And, yeah, Sean, they're an exciting watch. They are, you know, they play basketball a way that everybody wants to play basketball, right? Fast-paced, but not out of control, pressuring defense, causing teams problems. And in some ways, and I shouldn't even, these words shouldn't come out of my mouth because it'll probably get me in trouble, but it almost reminds me a little bit of Nokomis, you know, because they sit back, they don't play a 1-2-2, but it's more of a 3-2 zone, pressuring into passing lanes. They always have a ball press on. It just, you know, they play probably at a faster pace, but it just, it reminds me a little bit of that. Just that style. People don't like to play against that type of pressure all game.
You know, we're really hitting the point where maybe the development issues tied to the COVID struggles, we're starting to get past that, and I think, you know, we've seen this team find another gear. And, you know, again, you look at the win over Hillsboro, you lose by 14, and then you come back to win and win in the way they did. And it just, you mix it with that style of play you mentioned, and it's just kind of magic when it comes together and you hit that 500 mark and you clawed your way to get there. You just,
well, it's like,
it's a whole new, it's like a reset switch.
If you go to a game and maybe you're not familiar with the teams, you know, you don't have a program, you're just watching, and you'll see a kid's like, man, that kid's good. And you look like, oh, okay, he's a senior. And you're like, wait a minute, no, that kid's a sophomore. And when you watch Litchfield, it's sophomores and juniors. That's it. That's the roster. Those are the kids on the floor. And so when you see how they're playing now, the confidence they have now, remember, they didn't get a summer last year with all the stuff that went on with the coaching changes. So they're going to get a full summer this year with this exact team involved, and they are going to be primed moving forward. And the mentality of winning this year, it all leads in to what's building there at Litchfield, Sean. And it's so great to see that type of energy and enthusiasm around the Purple Panthers, because it's been a while and the folks at Litchfield deserve it.
Yeah, it's great for Litchfield. I think it's great for everybody. You want some good Montgomery County rivalries. And I think this is a team, this is a school that's been yearning to really taste that kind of success. So I think there's reason to get excited and, you know, hop on the bandwagon if you haven't already done so.
I think everybody
get a seat.
I think everybody on Litchfield is on. They got people hanging off the sides, holding them on with bailing wire. They are.
And you're saying bandwagon, I was here the whole time, pal.
Yeah, that's right. Where you been? We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will catch up with Carthenville girls basketball coach Darren Deneve ahead of their regional quarterfinal game with Gillespie. Sports Saturday continues in a moment.
9:34 on this Saturday morning. The Sports Saturday show continues, and once again we join Tim Mize and Sean Bolin.
All right, Randall, thank you very much. And on the phone with us right now is Carthenville girls coach and athletic director Darren Deneve. And Darren, I told you 9:30, so if I was one of your students, I would be 4 minutes late to class and undoubtedly in trouble.
Well, you might be headed to Mr. Drew's office.
Uh-oh.
And you don't want that.
No, that's no good. That can't be good for business.
Yeah, that is not good for business, not good for you, it's not good for anybody.
Darren, if we were talking earlier in the program, you know, with this new system here, all four classes going at the same time, regional starting on Saturday, feels a little bit strange. What is it like for you now getting ready for a regional quarterfinal game on a Saturday?
You know, it almost feels like you're not quite in the regional yet. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta make your way to it. And so, and then, you know, on the Saturday, it's different. I don't know. It's, I guess it's just another basketball game, and you got to figure out a way to to try to score more points than the other team. But it is odd. But you know, it's not uncomfortable or anything. But it certainly feels strange that you have to earn your way to the regional sites.
You know, this almost feels like hockey. You know, like the Blues and Blackhawks. We'll go up to Chicago one day, St. Louis the next. It's almost, it has a unique dynamic, I mean, to play back-to-back.
I think so a little bit. You know, playing Gillespie for the fourth time is, you know, I mean, we've done it before. Right. Kevin reminded me there was one year where he played us four times all at our gym, and I'd remember that when he said that. And so it's not all that unusual that we're seeing him for the fourth time. But, you know, it is a lot. We know their players by now, and they know ours. So we'll just have to see who plays a little bit better tonight.
Darren, you've obviously had a lot of success in your time at Carlinville. This year was so different for you, numbers so low. You know, Jill Staten, obviously in her senior year, not really playing JV games this year. But you look up, and you guys are right around that 500 mark. This has to be a fairly gratifying season for you personally.
You know, every year the goal is simple. You just try to make sure that you're better at the end of the season than you were at the beginning. And you know, I feel like we've accomplished that. And like you say, we've got a young team, and you know, I didn't really have a number in mind in terms of, you know, what would be a good amount of wins or that sort of thing. But we were just hoping to get better. And, you know, it sounds pretty cliche, but that's exactly, you know, that's exactly what the goal is. And so, we're pleased with it. And, Jill has just played her rear end off all season. And, I don't take her out unless either she is dead tired or, you know, the outcome of the game is no longer a question. And she just plays as hard as just about anybody we've ever had. And she's setting a great example for these girls.
Well, a great lesson. I know the fourth quarters can be tough, and you just endure. That's a nail-biter. The Gillespie really came on in the fourth quarter, and they definitely showed you can't take them for granted.
Well, we're not taking them for granted anytime we play them, ever. And you know, we had them by maybe 9 with 2 minutes left or something like that. And you know, they hit a couple shots, and we had a couple turnovers, and they hit a couple free throws, and we missed a couple free throws, and then pretty soon, you know, we're only up 2, and they're at the free throw line with 2 seconds left. And so, we struggled to get out on top on that one. But I think that's just typical Carlinville Gillespie girls basketball game, and we've played a lot of close games with them over the years, and I would expect another close game tonight.
You know, it was an interesting year in the South Central. Pena, obviously elite, head and shoulders above everybody. Hillsboro, I think, was below Pena but above everybody else. And then the rest of the clubs kind of mixed right in there. But, you know, you gave Hillsboro all they wanted on Monday night. You look at some of the scores, you know, of Team X beat Team Y, then Team Y lost to a team you wouldn't have thought they would lost to. It was just that type of year in the South Central. And it makes the postseason for these South Central teams very interesting because, literally, I don't care what the seeds are. You know, you go over to Hillsboro, anything's possible.
We'd like to think so. You know, we're certainly not looking past tonight, but we have played close games with both Waverly, South County, and Hillsboro, and had leads in the fourth quarter against each team. And I'm certainly not predicting that we're gonna, you know, be playing in that Waverly sectional, but I'm not saying that it's impossible either. And so, we gave Hillsboro a good game on Monday. They didn't have a particularly good shooting night, and we were able to get some stops when we needed to and make a few plays. And we were down 1 with a minute to go or a minute and a half to go, and nearly stole the ball from them at half court for a layup that would have put us ahead. And there was a scramble on the floor, and then it just didn't, you know, fall into our hands. But we gave them a good game on Monday. But like I said, I'm sure if we have to play them again, I don't know that they'll shoot the exact same percentage they shot. We'll see.
Where do you think this team has grown the most since the start of the season?
You know, that's a good question. it's not like our girls play a lot of just pickup basketball all year round. You know, we're happy to have them in lots of sports, and so they don't necessarily have just a lot of just basic basketball experience. And so the fact that we're in a lot of close games this year, I would say maybe just their basketball IQ has improved. They know a little bit better different kinds of strategies depending on time and score. They've learned, I hope, a little bit on how to play team defense better than they did when they arrived in November. And you know, they just it's a good group. They've been always willing to listen and willing to learn, and they've just sort of come together a little bit as a team, and we're pleased with their progress, and we've got some more progress to make, but we're happy about the future.
Well, Darren, the rest of the South Central is certainly happy that Jill Staton is finally a senior. I'm sure it feels like she's been there for 6 years. I mean, I don't know if she started every game her career, but boy, she's played a lot of varsity minutes for you. And you haven't had many kids over your time there that have played more varsity minutes for you than Jill Staton.
I haven't. In fact, the top four in minutes played since I've been here are both, two of them are named Staton and two of them are named Kelly. So Elizabeth and Kathleen Kelly and Megan and Jill Staton are the four girls who have played the most for me. Jill has never missed a varsity game. She didn't always start as a freshman. We had a good group, and we'd bring her off the bench. She'd finish a lot of games as a freshman on the court, which is really more important than starting. But she's never missed a game. And so that's a pretty impressive statistic all by itself. You can talk about any of the other statistics she has, but boy, to never miss a game is pretty cool. It's impressive. She plays through pain. She plays through fatigue, and she just really has played extremely hard, especially this year. I've been just so proud of her efforts.
Well, Darren, we'll have the game on the radio tonight when you host Gillespie, 6 o'clock, live coverage at 5:50. Sean Belent will be there on the call, so no blue M&Ms required tonight, Darren. I don't know what Sean's recommendation is, but no blue M&Ms necessary.
Well, I haven't seen the writers in Sean's contract then. Sean, what is it that you require?
I'm going to have to wait until, maybe I do 3 or 4 games up there before I do a rider and put in requests. Right now, I'm just a humble servant.
All right. Well, I understand. We'll try to alert Mr. Drew to make sure that he's a good host for you too. And we'll look forward to there tonight. Thanks.
But sounds I great. Don't object to blue M&Ms ever.
Darren, all right. Thank you, buddy. That is
thank
Darren
you.
Deneve, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers and the athletic director at CHS. So Litchfield, South County today at 2:00. Gillespie, Carlinville tonight at 6:00. Both games live here on WSMI FM 106.1.
Wow, that's exciting this time of year, you know, and just these rivalries and familiarity breeds, I don't know if contempt's a good word at this level, but it's just, they just, like you said, they know each other. They don't need to study film.
And just in case anybody thought I was serious, I do not require blue M&Ms to broadcast. It's just kind of an insider running joke between Darren and I, but I do not actually require blue M&Ms, although if they are presented to me, I shall eat them. That's just how it goes.
Green M&Ms if she's wearing the old outfit.
We need to get to one more break here on Sports Saturday. We hope to catch up with Neil Alexander when we return.
And the Sports Saturday show continues on this Saturday morning. And once again, we join Tim Mize and Sean Belent.
All right, Randall, thank you very much. And we are honored to have on the phone right now Neil Alexander. And, Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir. And, hey, this is always a great time of year, postseason, coming up quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's been a quick year. And, I think we feel like we've gotten back to some kind of normalcy and getting to play and being able to play and even – you know, people getting fired up for the state tournament.
And I guess, Coach, before we get into, the big 900th victory, it's cool that the state tournament's going back to U of I.
Yeah, it is. And it'll be – well, the whole format will be interesting to see how it's going to turn out. you know, you think about everything. And my days go back to clear back to, oh boy, 1968, I think, is the first one I went to. And as then, I was like a freshman in high school, and I sat two rows from the top of the assembly hall. You know, that'd be great to see that again, but I don't know if that'll ever happen. But at least it's a change of venue and a change that hopefully people will be interested in getting back to watching our high school basketball in the state of Illinois.
Well, Coach, what has been the key to, I know it's been a tough transition logistically to go to the Apollo, and it feels like you're going to the dark side of the moon when you go all the way over to Effingham and did it again here recently. Just what's been the key to keeping that cohesiveness and keeping, you know, your guys on mission with, you know, with some of these road trips you have to take?
Well, they have been long, and, you know, I think that's the major reason that we've moved back to the Central State 8, and we'll start that in 23-24. Yeah, they're long road trips, and they're hard. They're hard on the kids. They're harder on the coaches, I think, because, you know, you don't really want to ride a bus all over. So do the best that we can, prepare the kids the best we can. And, you know, you mentioned us traveling to Effingham. Well, Effingham made the trip to Lincoln last night. So,
you know, Coach, there's been a lot of advancements in things, but the school bus hasn't changed much from the time you were playing to now.
No, they're the same old thing. And, you know, and I make the kids, if I got to ride it, the kids have got to ride
it. That's right.
So, we keep right after it.
Coach, the 900th career win. I mean, it's such a journey, obviously, to get from number one to 900. Talk about the emotions and the thoughts you had when you got to that round number of 900.
Well, numbers are not any, you know, it just means I've been around a long time. I've coached a lot of basketball games and had some really good players, and my assistant coaches and family has all been supportive. So it's just not my record. It's a lot of people that's been involved with it. And as far as emotion, you know, I'm more worried about our next game and when it's coming. And, you know, it's something that I've had players that's been able to buy into our system that we run and do the things that we do to be successful. So, you know, I just can't say enough about my assistant coaches, Eric Ewald, Greg Alexander. It's been, you know, unreal being able to work the last, 15, 16 years with him alongside. And, you know, but Eric has been with me for about 25 years. And, you know, those guys, and even, you know, Brandon Farmer's been with me over 10. Brandon played for us. And, you know, then we've got some freshman coaches who develop the kids into, with Zach Dom and Gary Rademacher, and then Josh McClellan, who all develop our kids into, they set the tone for our program. And, you know, you can't do it without your assistants. And as I've grown older, I've given more responsibility to them. And basically, those guys make me look pretty good.
Boy, a few rivalries I enjoy more than Lincoln and Lanphier, and the contrasting styles. And, of course, that's been on ice, at least in the regular season for the most part, with the move from the CS8 before you go back to the CS8. And I imagine you miss those two meetings a year, sometimes more than two. And I know it was tough. Boy, to lose that one a couple of years ago to COVID in the postseason, that high-stakes game.
Yeah, that was we were really ready for that. And at that time, that group that we had was playing exceptionally well. And we felt we had as good a chance as anybody to win a state championship, and got that pulled out from underneath us. So, but as other people did, it just wasn't Lincoln. It was, I mean, we had four teams on the courts in Peoria getting ready to play. And, you know, it's just a sad thing that what went down a couple years ago, and we didn't get to finish it. Didn't have a state tournament last year.
And hopefully we're getting back to things right now.
Hey, Coach, I would imagine that the kids, their mentality has been, I would think, different this season, knowing that they've got the postseason on the horizon. Last year was just odd.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the kids got to play, which was great. But not knowing that, that you had a game that could end your season, you know, play till you win, play till you go home or lose or you know. It was different. But this year it has been. And, you know, you got something to play for. You're seeding in the regional and everything. And you start jockeying around to see where you're at. Start scouting teams that you think you're going to play and everything. So now that we have the schedule out, now everybody can kind of focus on where they're going to be at.
You know, Coach, I think of your program, and it makes me think of like high school football in Western Pennsylvania. Those towns, you know, the steel jobs left, and they lost a lot of their identity, and the one thing they could rally around was, you know, the high school football, the Friday nights. And I know Litchfield has taken, Lincoln has taken some hits as far as, you know, big employers leaving, and it's suffered some blows over the decades. And it just seems like sometimes what you do is more than a basketball game. It really is a rallying point for the town through tough times.
Yeah, you know, and it's been great. Last night we had a great crowd, and you know, we have one more home game. Crowds have been sparse, and but everywhere, not just Lincoln, and a lot of things have gone into that. The last 2 years have changed a lot of people's thinking on how you do things and what. But to me, there's not a better way to spend $5 to go watch and be able to socialize at the gym. And hopefully you're not yelling at the officials, because we need those guys. And but come and watch the kids and be able to support them. And there's nothing better than high school athletics, not just basketball, but football, baseball. I mean them all, track and field, both boys and girls. Our community supports all our sports. And I'm really proud to be part of Lincoln, Illinois.
Hey, Coach, last question, and it's not so much a question, it's just a thought. Are you going to stick around long enough to make a run at 1,000?
I take it year by year, but I think I'm down week to week. how I feel. But, no, I still enjoy it. I don't. Numbers are not a thing for me. I just enjoy what I do. I enjoy being around the kids. The kids keep you young. If I'm not here coaching, I'll be in the stands watching, Greg or Illinois, watching Jeff, or my grandson's a head coach at Blackburn College. So there's a lot. We had a lot of basketball going on today. My wife's watching a grandson in Champaign. I had one here. We got a freshman tournament starting here at 10 o'clock. We've got a game tonight, Illinois tomorrow. So it's a full schedule this weekend.
Good stuff. Neil Alexander, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. And you might not care about the numbers, but a lot of people do. And congratulations on number 900.
Well, thank you. And I have had a lot of people reach out, and I really appreciate the notes and things. I try to respond to all of them, but, you know, you're sure miss some. But I appreciate everybody thinking about it and everything. But, again, I just try to do the best that we can with what our boys that we have. And we have a system. The system seems to work, and we'll continue to run that system. So, hopefully my health stays good and things can happen, but you never know. I do owe my wife some time. She's been very supportive in what I've done, and there's no way somebody can stay in this business for 45 years and not have the support from home. And we'll be married 50 years this summer, so she has been by my side in high school, college, when I played at both of those places, and every game ever since I've been coaching. So, the family has to be very supportive, but you can see the whole family's involved in basketball. So even when I'm not, when I'm done, they're still going to be basketball.
Hey, you might not care about 900, but I know you care about 50. That's remarkable. Early congratulations on that. Coach, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning.
Okay, thank you.
That is Neil Alexander, Nokomis grad and the all-time great from Lincoln. And, of course, he was recognized as one of the 30 most influential people in the boys' game of high school basketball over the last 50 years.
900 wins coming up on 18,250 marriage days.
There you go.
Pretty good double there.
That is a pretty good double.
Yeah, it's something when they take the floor, though. It's just the red and green jerseys, they stand out. It's kind of like the New York Yankees going onto a baseball.
You're right.
Field.
The entrance to that school and gymnasium is so cool. And you walk in and you think you might actually be at the trophy making shop. There are so many trophies on display in that lobby. It's one of the more impressive displays you're going to find anywhere.
Oh man. And it has been a tough place to get a ticket at times over the years, but they specialize in atmosphere.
No doubt about it.
That's a pressure cooker.
We got a girls basketball doubleheader for you today on the radio. Litchfield will take on South County. That will be a 2 o'clock tip in Waverly today. We'll have it live at 150 here on FM 106.1. And then Gillespie will be at Carthenville tonight. Live coverage at 550 for the 6 o'clock tip here on FM 106.1. We'll stream it all at WQSMIRadio.com. Thank you so much to Nick Gernt, Darren Deneve, and Neil Alexander for joining us this morning here on Sports Saturday. Sean, thanks for making it in person. Is this going to be a regular occurrence?
I'm working on it. It's an evolution, my friend.
There we go. Hey, like Coach Alexander said, week by week, day by day. There we go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be up to 900 by 2045.
Randall, thank you for sticking around. For Sean Bullitt, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville.